Okay, so have you ever thought you know how angels are always portrayed like on Christmas cards and stuff, all sweet and Hallmarky and maybe not that connected to like real life? Well, we are going deep today on what Jesus himself actually said about angels, and I think you'll find it's a lot more intense than you might expect.
Yeah, it really is fascinating because
Yeah.
we're not dealing with just pretty imagery here.
Right.
We're talking about Jesus actually laying out the roles
Yes.
that angels have in God's plan.
Exactly.
And he does this in some pretty specific ways, often connected to really huge E's events.
Yeah, so our source material today
Okay.
is excerpts from a website called Jesus Angels. And it's great because it pulls together these 10 verses from the Bible where
Man.
Jesus is talking directly about angels.
Oh, wow.
So no guesswork here.
Straight from the source.
This is straight from the source.
Love that.
So we're going to dive right into that. And when you start to group these verses by theme, it's like puzzle pieces snapping together, you start to see this bigger picture. Well,
Absolutely.
let's unpack this.
Okay, let's do it.
One cluster of verses that really jumps out is all about angels at the very end of the age.
Right?
And we see this a lot in Matthew,
Okay.
like chapters 13, 16, 24, and 25.
Wow, so like a lot packed in there.
Yeah, a lot of action in those chapters.
Yeah.
And they really paint this vivid picture,
They do.
don't they, of
Yeah.
angels separating the righteous from the wicked,
Wow.
gathering God's chosen people. It's like
Yeah.
this huge cosmic sorting event
Right.
that leads to the culmination of history
It's intense.
as we know it.
It
And
is.
then in Matthew 24:31,
Okay.
it even mentions this loud trumpet call.
Oh,
I mean,
that's not subtle.
talk about not subtle.
Yo.
So this imagery, it's not just poetic.
Right.
It's meant to convey this feeling of
Scale.
scale and power.
Yeah.
And it really makes you think,
It
what
does.
kind of event would actually warrant
Right.
angelic heralds like that?
Exactly. And what I find interesting is
Yeah.
it's not just this random power display.
Right.
When we connect these verses about the end times to Matthew 4:6 and 11,
Okay.
where Jesus is being tempted in the wilderness,
Yeah.
that's when things get really interesting.
Okay, what happens there?
So the devil actually twists Psalm 91.
Oh, wow.
You know the one about angels protecting you? He claims that angels will protect Jesus no matter what he does.
So like a get out of jail free card,
Exactly.
just because angels are involved.
Yeah, and Jesus shuts that down immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which shows us
That's interesting.
that angelic protection isn't unconditional.
Right.
And maybe even more importantly, it shows us that
Yeah.
scripture can be misused.
Wow. So no get out of jail free card?
Nope.
This judgment thing is serious business.
Yeah, it's tied to God's justice.
It's not just some
Wait,
whimsical angel show.
not at all.
But this also raises a question.
Right.
What exactly is the role of angels in judgment?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Are they actually carrying out God's will directly,
Right.
or are they more like messengers?
Interesting. What do you think?
It's tough to say.
Yeah, well,
Definitely.
that's where different theological interpretations come in.
Okay.
Some people see angels as God's instruments, actively carrying out the separation,
Okay.
but others see them more as witnesses,
Wow.
like proclaiming God's judgment, but not enacting it themselves.
Interesting.
It's a debate that's been going on for
For
centuries.
centuries. And that's actually directly tied
Okay.
to another theme that Jesus repeats, the glory of the Son of Man. We find this in Matthew 16:27, Mark 8:38, Luke 9:26.
Wow, like it's a recurring thing.
It's almost like a refrain. And as a quick reminder, Son of Man is how Jesus often referred to himself. It connects back to those prophecies in the Old Testament. So he's saying HE will return in glory with his angels.
In glory.
That phrase is powerful.
It is powerful, and I think it's more than just a parade
Yeah.
in other parts of the Bible.
Okay.
Glory is associated with light, with presence,
Wow.
with the very weight of God's being.
Powerful.
Yeah, so it's like a manifestation of divine authority, and angels are part of that,
Yeah.
but they're not the main event.
Wow, so we've got angels involved in this huge cosmic climax, but what about how they interact with us, like innuendo in everyday life? This is where Matthew 18:10 gets really interesting.
Okay, what's that one say?
Jesus says, "Their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father." And he's talking about children.
Oh, wow.
This verse has caused so much debate.
I bet.
Over the centuries.
Yeah.
Some people interpret it literally.
Okay.
To mean each child actually has a guardian angel constantly watching over them.
Interesting.
Others see it as more symbolic of God's special care for those who are vulnerable.
Yeah.
So, like, do kids get this heavenly babysitting service?
That's the question, isn't it?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
But what is clear?
What's that?
Is that Jesus is elevating the importance of children.
Yes.
If even they have this special angelic connection, it changes how we should view them and treat them.
Absolutely.
So I want to ask you, have you ever felt this sense of protection or guidance that you just couldn't explain? Could that be angelic influence?
Interesting.
Like Jesus is describing?
I mean, it's a compelling thought, whether we understand it fully or not.
Right.
Jesus clearly saw angels as active in the lives of believers, even in subtle ways.
And then there's that verse in Luke 15.10 about angels rejoicing over one sinner who repents.
Oh, yeah.
I love that verse.
Me too.
It's like there's this huge party in heaven.
Right.
Every time someone chooses to follow God.
I love that imagery.
It's beautiful.
It is.
It really speaks to
it does.
The immense joy that God experiences when someone turns their life around.
It's powerful.
And how that joy just ripples outwards, involving even the angels.
Totally. And that's a beautiful reminder.
It is.
That even in the midst of all this heavy stuff, you know, the judgment, the end times, there's this incredible love and celebration happening in the spiritual realm.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's bring it back to our initial question.
All right.
What did Jesus teach about angels?
Well, based on what we've looked at, they're real.
Okay.
They're active in God's plan.
Uh-huh.
And they're involved in huge GA events, judgment to end times, protecting the innocent, but also in the deeply personal stuff.
Yeah.
Like the joy of a soul turning back to God.
It's incredible.
It is.
So they're not just there for the big finale.
Yeah.
They're actually woven in to the fabric of our very existence.
I love that.
And that raises a really provocative thought.
Okay, hit me.
If angels are this active, as Jesus clearly taught, how might they still be at work in the world today?
That's a great question.
Even if we don't see them.
Right.
Could they still be present?
Yeah.
Influencing events?
Wow.
Nudging hearts?
I don't know, but it's something to think about.
Yeah, it's definitely something worth pondering.
For sure.
Don't you think?
Definitely.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for today.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This was a great discussion.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Until next time.
See you later.